Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Hi, John.
And we're in the second portion of the Christina Loos Show. We were talking a little bit earlier in reference to you can see these shows on North Hempstead TV. And actually, I was talking to Supervisor Bosworth during the week. And at this point in time, she's probably going to be keeping all the exercise shows on the TV, even when this is all over, because she's getting such compliments that, you know, at 10 o'clock, you know, the karate guy is on or whoever's on. It makes no difference. And, it's two or three times a day. Certain exercise programs are on. And even our particular shows, some of them are definitively dated. But others, you know, like Barry Klitzberg and having Lisa and Sarah on and different ones last week, Marcus O'Toole, they can be repeated too. So there's lots of exciting stuff that's going on North Hempstead TV. But I do want to talk just briefly about, I want to get back to Thanksgiving. But besides that, Otto, you got a program coming up next week in Port Washington, I think it is.
Project Help, and it's on Wednesday. It's Zoom. Nancy has the information. Nancy Mizrahi.
Okay.
It's November 18th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at night. Lisa will be on, the woman who was on before from FCA, and Chief Elder Abuse Unit, Nassau County. There's a lot of people. And the topic is looking at the challenges seniors face today. I am on, frankly, as a Town of North Hempstead resident senior. There's a lot of other people who know a lot more about different subjects than I do, but it should be interesting.
You have to understand you're on because if you're putting something together and you ask like Cher to come on or you ask somebody, you know, a big name, you're the personality. That's why you're on. You know, it's like, oh, Otto's on.
That's
you
know.
Right. Yeah, right. Otto,
you're
who?
The draw, Otto. You're the draw. Let's be honest.
Well, it was interesting. I told Jeff, I said, Jeff, I'm a little in overload as it is. And I said, this is a one-shot deal here because he would like to get more people involved, I think, you know, and he's a guy who tries to do a lot of things. And this organization apparently is fairly new. It's like 2 years.
Yeah, we had them on our radio program.
Yeah.
Shortly before the pandemic, I think. Right, John? Remember, it might have been early last year or something, but it's really a great pro. I saw, you know, that we've been promoting it, you know, it's via Zoom, so you can call 311 and we'd be able to send you over the link and information to be part of that program.
So you know, the best, a lot of it has to do with the holidays, COVID, the strife that's caused by just the world around us, really. I mean, you can't eliminate the election day for some people. It became a little stressful.
Yeah,
economic situations, health situations. There's a lot of things, and it really requires a strong will, let's put it that way, to not let all that stuff take you over.
No, it's very important because, you know, you touched upon it so well, and that's what we always say on this show. Like, listen, you know, I'd love to have a show where we didn't even have to mention, you know, the word pandemic or anything, but unfortunately, that's what we're all living through. And it is affecting so many, every area of your life is being touched by it. You know, so it's on one hand, you're sitting there, you're trying to be safe, you're scared to get it, you're scared for your loved ones to get it, you know, God forbid you have it, you're scared to spread it. You know, it's all these different things, you know, but then it's the other factors, you know, the mental component of it. I mean, I just in the past week, the amount of information that's coming out now with this, the way people are being, their mental health is greatly being affected, you know, during this time, you know, and then that's coupled with, you know, economic factors and the climate. I mean, there's so many different things and fears that people are having. And I think it's so important to partake in all these programs and, you know, like I said, Project Independence offers them, but on top of that, our different partners in the community, everyone's trying to really have these virtual things, because I think, you know, I know for myself, if I hear someone else, you know, has similar fears to me and we could kind of all just like talk it out, you feel better afterwards. You know, it's like this kind of giant, you know, support group of people. And I think that that's so important for people that can't, especially, you know, can't get out. And you know, and now it's just, the fear gets reawakened very quickly. You know, it's like, you feel like you have kind of a downtime and then you get this, you know, you'll hear something on the news and it's just, it gets you all worked up again. So I think it's so important for people. And I encourage, you know, whatever you feel most comfortable in, you know, joining any of these programs. And even if it's just a social program, you know, not everything has to be so heavy. You know, in Project Independence, we have a social discussion group, a world events group, you know, so they're not just talking about that, but it's just creating an environment of support and for you to be able to kind of voice your feelings, which I think is so important.
You know, I don't want to beat this to death, but every time we talk, you realize that the need to have virtual capability,
I know,
is almost critical. Because if you're in a house without any virtual,
I couldn't imagine
communication, and maybe you're in an abuse situation, to top it all off, you're basically stuck with what, you know, you're there, you're stuck. And the need to learn this technology and get to be capable of doing even the raw basics is, it's not an option anymore. It's really required in this day and age, particularly with COVID, to have some degree of a decent life. Like when we talked about reporting abuse and whatnot, if you had the capabilities of virtual learning and meetings and even being able to knock off an email to somebody, you know, it would make a huge difference.
All right.
You know, and you know, you can only keep encouraging people to try to learn what they can, which Project Independence would help them do. You know, I think it's a must, in my opinion.
No, you're so, you know, you're, I mean, hit the nail. I think about it. And I mean, look how we're in this, you know, for the long haul. You know, we don't know necessarily things. And, you know, it's just, and that's what I always try to stress to seniors who are hesitant about, you know, technology. I'm like, there are so many different aspects that can really make things better for you. You know, obviously you get this social component, you can talk to people, you know, you could order food online, you could, you know, if you have an app, you know, it's like, there's so many different things in your life that on top of it can actually make you feel safer, so you don't have to run out to the supermarket or what. I mean, there's all these different things. And
your doctor, you know,
look at these virtual, I mean, how many during the pandemic, you know, you had to do these virtual kind of visits and stuff. So it's I get it. It's scary for people, especially to dive in. But, you know, I think dipping your toe in the water in one area that you're interested in, and then you, you know, get kind of used to it. And we had on a couple. Go ahead.
Christina, I see that if you call 311, they'll actually walk you through a Zoom, like how to do the Zoom.
So that's so we have, you know, we always promote Barbara Melman, who is our, you know, our technology guru within our Project Independence program. She's the one who does all the technology for the Terrified classes. And she will also help you, walk you through on the phone, you know, the Zoom process. So how to do it, you know, once people do it, I think it's like, you know, it's like when people are nervous to come on the radio show and we're like, we swear, we like, don't bite, you just come on, it's gonna fly by, you know, don't worry. And then that's the feeling they have afterwards. You're like, oh, that was like, you know, nothing. And I feel like, especially with the Zoom platform, it's super user-friendly. And the fact that, you know, you don't have to be, you know, a crazy wizard and hosting your own things if you're not ready. But if you, you know, have an email address and we're able to send you a link, or if you don't even, you know, even if you're scared of this whole world, you can use your phone to, you know, at least connect and get information and feel somewhat part of a discussion. So Barbara Melman, like I said, will walk you through that. You would just call 311 or 869-6311 and we'd be able to connect you. So you could definitely get in touch.
One other one that we had on a couple.
Well, that's what I wanted. I have that hotline, the Oat Center, yeah, the Senior Planet,
who would guide you through.
Yeah, and they are
needs, what exactly. You should buy. And they don't have a computer.
Right, and that's their whole. You know, we're hopefully going to do some work with them. We had a meeting, you know, with our team and Thomas Kimber, who is actually the head of the organization, and. You know, because they're doing really great things. And he said, for North Hempstead seniors, they can absolutely call the hotline. It's 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And it's 920-666-1959. So that's the hotline number for Senior Planet. And you can just call, you know, I mean, how many people have something on their phone? They're like, I can't figure it out, you know, or what's this button? So you can call. And what's great about them is that they are... really knowledgeable on a lot of different forms of, you know, whatever device you might have. So I really, really recommend that. And it's exciting. And that's another great thing that came out of the radio show.
Is that a hotline, Christina, yes. Or do you have to be a member?
Nope, that's a hotline.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You don't have to be a member. And also you can become a member.
Right, I knew that. Okay.
But anybody can call that because I had asked them that question too. You can just call and ask your question. So, and they will assist you. So. That is great. And it's another great thing that came out of the radio program that we found another organization out there that's providing really, really wonderful services. And John, you had touched upon earlier in your conversation with Supervisor Bosworth about our virtual exercise classes. And what was very exciting is what we just had was our first one, was Margaret, who is our Zumba guru and our fitness guru, actually provided the first time we've done this, which it worked out very nicely, was a virtual live exercise class. So a lot of our exercise programs originally when we started have been pre-recorded and then they're aired on, you know, North Hempstead TV or on the website or whatever. But this one with Margaret was actually live. So you know, can sit there and it's, you know, a little more interactive because you're doing it, you know, in real time via Zoom. So it's really exciting. And that class, the registrations have been pouring in. It is.
You have me confused.
Yes.
People are in the audience.
It's via Zoom. So, you know,
it's still a Zoom thing. Okay.
Yeah. They're all Zoom, but you know, previously all of our exercise classes were pre-recorded and put on North Hempstead TV. So, you know, if you're flipping through the channel, you'd see it. Oh, I'm going to exercise now or whatnot. But this is actually, you know, you can actually do it and see other people working out and whatnot. So creates more of a class kind of feel. So okay. Call 311 or 869-6311 for that.
And we're ready for a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and wcwp.org. We'll be right back.